You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 870 of Martian Gardens, the first of the new year, 2017. This is hour two. We'll start this hour with music from Earl Brown and from Salvatore Martirano. Earl Brown was one of the post-war avant-garde pantheon of composers, along with John Cage, Morton Feldman, Pierre Boulez, and Karlheinz Stockhausen, that school of avant-garde from post-World War II era. We'll hear his 1962 composition, Novara, performed here by a group of Dutch musicians. Music for piano, flute, trumpet, bass clarinet, violins, viola, and cello, conducted by Earl Brown. This features the famous Harry Sparney on bass clarinet, by the way. And this comes from Earl Brown's collected early works, which was originally released on CRI and reissued on New World Records. We'll follow Earl Brown with Salvatore Martirano, who, like another composer we've heard several pieces from over the past few months, Herbert Brunn, was one of the grand eccentrics of the University of Illinois School of Music. We'll hear from CDCM Computer Music Series Volume 3, Salvatore Martirano's sampler, Everything Goes When the Whistle Blows. This is music for electrified violin, digital keyboards, and computer programming, running about 11 and a half minutes, a 1985 composition featuring Dorothy Martirano on electrified violin, which Martirano's particular style of electrified violin, he dubbed the Zeta violin. And that will follow this piece from Earl Brown for ensemble, Novara, a 1962 composition. You're listening to Martian Gardens, the Martian Gardens blog. For further information on the complete playlist is martiangardens.blog. And that's a new site, a new WordPress site I set up over the holidays. The archived Martian Gardens blog is still up, martiangardens.blogspot.com, for older playlists. Here is Earl Brown, running about 9 minutes. This is called Novara.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Salvatore Martirano from the CDCM Computer Music Series Volume 3. That piece was called Sampler, Everything Goes When the Whistle Blows. We started with Earl Brown, and that was a piece called Novera, and that was composed in 1962, and that was a group of Dutch musicians conducted in Amsterdam by Earl Brown sometime in the early 70s. And that's included on the collected works of Earl Brown on CRI, reissued on New World Records in 2004 or so. And following Earl Brown, we heard a sudden turn for the synthetic. Salvatore Martirano's Zeta violin, an electrified violin that he designed and was performed, played by his wife, Dorothy Martirano. And that featured various digital keyboards and computer programming by Salvatore Martirano of the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. Salvatore Martirano unfortunately passed away in 1995, but left behind a distinctive body of work, and I'd like to get to some more of it in the coming weeks on Martian Gardens. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 870. This is hour two, and I'm playing some longer pieces this week as I've got a terrible head and chest cold, as you can hear from my scratchy voice. The Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blog. That's the new one on WordPress that I set up over the holidays. And the backlog, running about 10 years, of Martian Gardens playlists are archived at the Old Martian Gardens blog, martiangardens.blogspot.com. We will hear next a 20-minute piece, J.K. Randall, Lyric Variations for Violin and Computer, violin performed by Paul Zukofsky. This was a computer piece completed in 1968 and included on Open Space 5, released in 1993 by the Open Space magazine. And let's see, yeah, this will take us up to about 10 minutes of the hour. Open Space 5, featuring music by Benjamin Boritz and his longtime Princeton colleague, J.K. Randall. Here is J.K. Randall, Lyric Variations for Violin and Computer, featuring violinist Paul Zukofsky. You're listening to Martian Gardens.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to Martian Gardens, and that was J.K. Randall's Lyric Variations for Violin and Computer, featuring Paul Zukofsky on violin, music from Open Space, and then we'll hear next music from Lydia Kavina playing theremin. We'll hear from her Spellbound CD on Mode Records, and the title selection, performance of Miklos Rosa's Spellbound Concerto, music for theremin and chamber ensemble.